540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. House Republicans are trying at this hour to agree on funding the government so it doesn't shut down this weekend. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young says they should at least pass a so-called continuing resolution.
The point of a CR, we call them stopgaps. You keep stuff going. What did you do on September 30th as a government? You should keep doing that on October 1.
CBS's Nicole Scango says Coast Guard spouse Alice Silver is worried.
A paycheck being missed is a big problem.
Silver's husband is one of more than 1 million members of the military who's facing the prospect of working without pay and potentially choosing between feeding their families or paying their bills. She had a message for members of Congress who will still be receiving paychecks during the shutdown.
Make a decision. You know, get their stuff together and think about us real people who have real problems and real bills to pay.
Torrential rain has been falling in New York City. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's a life-threatening storm.
We have thousands of DOT members and thruway authority crews and utility crews ready to assist. I've deployed the National Guard. I've declared a state of emergency that'll help me be able to deploy resources more quickly.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein died today in Washington. She was 90. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We lost a giant in the Senate. Senator Dianne Feinstein was one of the most amazing people who ever graced the Senate, who ever graced the country.
7,000 more auto workers walked off the job today. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert says one of the automakers, however, is now pushing back.
An expanded strike, says Ford CEO Jim Farley, could mean 325 to 500,000 layoffs among auto suppliers. A bad contract, he says, could mean fewer investments and fewer jobs long term.
A defendant in the Georgia election interference case, Scott Hall, has pleaded guilty to 5 counts of conspiracy. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Welcome to Waukesha South Black Shirts Football. Thanks for joining us live on your local Civic Media radio station, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, the Shaw, and the Civic Media app. Waukesha South Black Shirts Football is brought to you by the Center for Responsible Seafood, meeting the critical need for seafood produced through regenerative processes. Revitalize, a new business coming to the area in January 2024, and this week in Waukesha with downtown Donnie Brown. Heard right here Saturday mornings at 8. Black Shirts Football is competing in its final season with the Classic 8 and building toward an exciting future in the Parkland Conference. Your live coverage of Waukesha South Black Shirts Football starts now.
Please welcome to the broadcast your hosts for this evening, Earl Ingram and Sandy.
To better serve your customers. Whether it's
all right, thank you,
any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products,
game,
stocked and ready
right
when
now.
You need
I'm
them.
Earl Ingram,
better
and
work
I want
days
to,
happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Introduce my color guy this evening.
Ready
yeah,
for the
Sandy
work
Williams. You know, I played on this
playlists?
Field. Ken Hollab was the coach
feeds
of Waukesha
and social
when I was playing
all
high school
have in common,
decades
spoiler
and decades
alert,
ago.
They're a reflection
Waukesha
of you.
And that's what the State Farm personal price plan has in common,
now
too.
They're having
it gives
trouble
you
fielding
options to help
a,
you personalize
a lot of players
your coverage
and
so that you can protect
underdogs
what you care about
tonight,
most and at an affordable
it's be a good game.
Price just for you.
Friday
so
nights,
you can see more of yourself
and
everything you love.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to StateFarm.com today to create your State Farm personal price plan. Prices vary based on options selected by customer.
We got a pass play going. Oh, nice.
Nice arm.
Oh!
Out of bounds.
Caught it out of bounds, but nice. That was a 35-yard pass to the sideline. By.
Well, you know, those of you who are used to hearing Jenny Watermelon and Don Brown, you know, they're the guys who know this inside out. Sandy and I. Have now been given the opportunity to do this today, and we're kind of excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So bear with us.
Yeah, was that Jimenez, the quarterback, who was the... Got to get the numbers down here.
Yeah, but Jimenez,
the quarterback, has got a nice arm. He threw a good ball. It just was slightly out of bounds. But, you know, these guys are outnumbered, but I suspect they aren't. They've got a lot of heart, and they're playing. They play tough teams every week.
Oh, and clearly when you look at the difference in the size, not just the physicality of them, but the sheer numbers of players.
Players, yeah. I mean, 33 players ready to play tonight for Waukesha North, and I would lose count at the end, counting the numbers for Waukesha West on the other side. So, you know, they're definitely outnumbered, but they look like they've got some talent in the skill positions, and I think they're going to give it a run.
Well, you know, when you look over at the stands and you see there's just a really great outpouring of, it's a big deal in the community, right?
Yeah, so this is a long-time rivalry, and, you know, that matters in high school. Whoa, there he goes.
Great nice, moves.
Good scamper.
All right, that's a nice tackle.
Yeah, back to the line of scrimmage, which unfortunately they got a fourth down and a long ways to go. So,
you know, Sandy, always wanted to do this, and for those who don't know, you and I are usually talking about saving the world.
Sure, yeah, that's
and
right.
What's going
saving
on.
All the problems of the world, and here they are, people having fun on Friday night doing this kind of stuff.
And I'm having fun.
Yeah, I feel like Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Well,
not exactly.
Better Troy Aikman than the guy who came after him, the guy who's announcing now for the Cowboys. He played for the Cowboys, but he's sometimes announcing. I'll get his name after a while. But, Sandy, it's perfect weather.
Perfect night.
For football? Night. Yeah. This couldn't ask for any better.
And, you know, the high school football fields now are something else. They all have great facilities. I'm looking at the technical equipment these teams have. I mean, they're all set to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sandy, that I was kind of a little surprised.
So that was about a 35-yard punt, good hang time, 40-yard punt. It's high school.
Yeah. These are the Cardinals.
Yeah. And so, you know, now we've got a change of hand here. We've got West with the ball. We'll see what they've got. Quarterback.
I mean, look at the size of the guys. Just the wide receiver here, number 5. Pretty big kid.
Yeah.
That's kind of watching them during warm-up, Sandy, and they.
Kyle Idy, the quarterback, apparently he's got a good arm. They pass quite a bit. And they've got some good receivers. Caden Stebbins. We'll see what they do here coming out of the chute. It's going to be a running play.
Well, that's a pretty good run. That's first down.
Gain of about 6. Well, they had another. They had a
penalty. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
they had a penalty, so we got a 6-yard run and a first down.
I'm really blown away by the quality of this facility, Sam.
Yeah, we've got.
Oh, what a fake. Nice tackle.
Nice tackle.
That tackle is Christopher Douglas.
Gain of 10.
Flowers.
So the quarterback ranges to the left, throws a nice ball.
Yeah. You know, a couple of different fakes. He's pretty good.
Those are well done play. And clearly, these kids are well coached. And so is Waukesha North. They're tackling with good form.
Yeah, no question. He knew where to get him down low.
Yeah. You know, they line up in the shotgun. They line up under center. They've got a lot of formations they run from. This is a run up the middle. Oh, a fast.
That's some speed.
Very fast. Very fast. He's going to go out. That was about a 25-yard run out at the 7-yard line.
And tackled once again by Christopher Douglas Flowers.
running back there was Caden Stebbins.
Yeah, that's some speed, right?
Yeah,
it didn't look like he was going to be able to get outside early on, but the blocking was excellent.
Yeah. Or that might have been Dominic Williams, I think it was.
The running back?
Yeah, number three. Got Williams in the backfield again, lined up in the shotgun. He's running left this time. Slips at the 1 yard line.
You know the kid's got explosion.
Yeah, he's right. Got a quick step up. He didn't get down at the one, unfortunately. For North, he's down inside the end zone. Touchdown.
he really runs low.
Yeah, he starts out low.
Yeah.
he's not real tall, but he's quick.
Well, here we go.
You know, the other thing that's happened in high school football is the kicking game has gotten a lot better. That kid could kick the kid that kicked the extra point. You can expect him to kick field goals in this game, too. That was that would have been good for 25, 30 yards.
Hey, Sandy, do you think they're going to need to try field goals?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I have to say I always kind of my heart goes to the underdog, and I got to believe that North is the underdog in this game, or South, I mean, is the underdog. And I wish them well. I want this to be a good tight game.
Yeah.
Really, South has 33 kids suited up, and West has looks like 60 kids on the sideline. So you know that's a tough thing to play. 22 kids off, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and have just 11 subs.
Well, you know, though, Sandy, many of those children on the other side of the field, on West, you know, they're just getting a chance to travel, and it's a big deal with the varsity.
Yeah. It's the JV and the varsity,
right.
So it's their. They've suited up everyone for this game.
Yes.
And
which is excitement to the JV guys.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to get a chance.
You know, I remember the first game I played under the lights. It's like it's such an experience.
Magical.
Well, yeah, because you're practicing, and it just is an entirely different feeling when you're on a field, and it's all there is. You know, the lights light it up, and everything else is dark. It's magical.
You know, Sandy, and it's a good turnout of parents and kids supporting the ball players. It's a difficult thing when nobody's in the stadium.
No, they got Waukesha West obviously travels well. They've got quite a few people.
That's a great kickoff. Great kickoff.
See the kid, he's got a foot. And this return is pretty good too. Whoa, get through. Nope.
Kid's got great.
Out to the 27. Pretty good return.
Tyler Williams.
Wrapped up by number 12, Brandon.
Great return.
Yeah.
You know, the beginning of the game, Waukesha South, they moved the ball pretty decently. I mean,
I think they have some skill. I think they have some good skill players, and I suspect they'll play something close to a spread offense. With the numbers they have, they're set up in a spread right now.
Trips.
And that spread is what can help a smaller team.
Opens up holes
and equalizes. Yeah. This kid's going to get around.
A great fake. It's a good fake.
Yeah.
But
gain of just a couple.
Yeah, I mean, the kid carried out the fake
really
well.
Faked me out.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, when is he going to cut up the field?
Was that Williams again? I think it was.
Right? Yeah. Isaiah Dunlap with a great fake. He carried it out well.
You know, it's interesting. I tried to coach football after being out of it. I was a lawyer for a long time, got into coaching, and high school football has gotten extremely complex. And
Yes.
It was a bubble screen that quarterback put a little too much mustard on the ball. He wasn't able to complete it. A bubble screen right,
Well, you know, Sandy, if Waukesha South is not going to be able to run the football, it's going to be tough on them.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be throwing the ball, I got to believe, out of a spread. And like I said, the quarterback looks like he's skilled. And it really, spread can even things out based on size. You can take a smaller team. And it was really, it's interesting. The lot of the NFL formations that relate to trips and everything came out of spread, which was originated in high schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the spread formation was originated mainly in high schools for the very reason that we're seeing it here is to even the playing field. Small team versus big team, small speed versus heft, spread them out.
So we're fourth down.
Yeah.
Fourth and 10, so.
You know, the tough thing for South is there. Sometimes they're going to have to decide not to punt, try to go for it, but this isn't the time. Not with 10 yards to go. Well, in their backyard.
24-yard line.
But you got to. You can tell they've got to find a way to keep the ball out of West's hands.
Well, they say this is a rivalry game.
Nice,
pretty
punt.
Good punt.
Yeah.
So this is a rivalry game.
So the punt was called off based on illegal procedure. So I don't know whether it looks like South is going to have to retreat 5 yards to do it again.
Yeah, as if they needed a little bit more difficulty.
Yeah. Nice hang time. Decent. Nice hang time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Great roll.
Yeah, we got it. A good punt. Down to the 32-yard line. That was a punt of about, 40 and 18, 58 yards.
All right. Waukesha South is back on the defensive end of things.
You know, 58-yard punts, nothing to sneeze at in high school.
That was 58 yards?
58 from the point where he kicked it.
Wow.
Yep. He got a good roll, but had good hang time, and it was a good play. Now let's see if we can. West is lined up on the right hash mark at the 33-yard line. They're in the pistol. And they got stuffed pretty much at the line. Gain of about 2 or 3.
Tackle.
Smith was the ball carrier. Gained about 3 yards.
Tackle by Anthony Dzinski.
So you know what? That was well played on defense. Again, they're lined up this time in a
defense is in a 5-2
pistol with a foot. He's going to get.
Great pursuit.
Defense. All right.
Great pursuit.
He got contained behind the line of scrimmage, and he just got back to the line. So that was well played.
You know, Sandy, nothing like being on the sideline at a high school football game. The players, the camaraderie, football, and hockey are the two things that.
You can talk to NFL players, and they'll tell you that the most fun they ever playing football was when they were in high school.
That's roughing the passer on Tyler Williams.
Too bad.
Really
too
unnecessary.
Unnecessary. He was in. He had it clean. It was fourth down if he hadn't done that. It's going to be a bad memory tonight for him. He just handed away they were going to get the ball back in good field position.
Yeah. And you know, Sandy, there's a referee that's his job to watch that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, wow. Well, that one didn't take a lot of watching.
No, the referee's right there.
The quarterback had dumped the ball off, and you could count 1-2 before he went through That was too bad. South has defended that whole series very well.
So we talked about Tyler Williams having done some good things, and now he turns around, and you know, you forget about the great things when you make a play like that.
Well, he's got
unnecessary.
He's got to keep his senses. This is a good fake pass. Long
what
ball.
An arm,
long ball.
What an arm. What an arm. Whoa. Great defense.
Down to the 5-yard line.
Justin Geezy.
That was a 50-yard pass.
And broken up by Justin Geezy.
But that ball was 50 yards on the
and
fly.
On the money.
On the money, 50 yards. So, you know what? High school's come a long way. There was no one throwing 50-yard passes in my day.
No. And the play was right there. Yeah. Great play
by Jason. From his own 45 down to the 5.
Yeah, great play by Jason Geezy.
Yep, he was well defended.
Was that number 9 or number 8? What is that? It's number 8, right? Yeah, that's him. Number 8.
Yeah. Rolling left, throws the ball.
What a cannon.
Yeah.
Great
pass out to the...
You know, Sandy, so I was watching it.
It was an out pattern about 15 yards down, and it was good.
I was watching the Packer game the other night. They didn't do it any better than what we just saw there.
No.
That guy's got a cannon.
Quarterback, you know, when you're throwing out, you're throwing it about 8 to 10 yards longer than the linear distance. So this kid's got a good arm.
No, and he threw it on the rope.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Kyle Idy, he's definitely got
a great future.
Yeah, he's got. Right up the gut.
Number 24, Louis Smith, the ball carrier for the Wolverines.
First down.
Lee Smith up, and now they're going into a no huddle, so they've upped the tempo.
First down.
Another run up the gut.
Same play.
Got another 6 yards.
You know, Sandy, I don't think we ever did a no huddle. Back when I was playing for, maybe it wasn't even thought about, right?
Yeah.
Here they are in high school doing it.
Yeah. No huddles, it's interesting because teams frequently do better out of no huddle, and I'm surprised that more teams don't do it more often.
Well, it takes a lot of...
Stamina.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have to have it. Like, everyone has to be on the same page.
You know, Sandy.
Wing right, pistol.
Chewing them up. That's a great tackle once again by Christopher Douglas Flowers. You know, Sandy, this all goes back to it was fourth down.
Yeah.
And it was fourth down before the guy came in with the penalty. Ball would have been turned over by now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame. Popcorn. We got 24 up the gut. Gain of about...
Another great run.
Yeah. 8 yards.
About 8-9 yards, right.
Yeah, he's got... It's almost first and goal. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's on the 3-yard line.
Yeah, he's about a yard too short.
Now we got a empty backfield. Wing right.
Fumble. In the end zone.
Into the end zone. It's going to be a touch. Oop! He got it. Was recovered by West. Touchdown. Ball carrier was Louis Smith. Into the end zone. Fumble recovered. That's, you know, this is a kind of a potential turning point in the game. I really would like to see Waukesha North come back, make this a game.
Well, you know,
I think everyone would. In fact, I think the folks from Waukesha West would probably appreciate a good, tough game.
Well, they're going to have to play smart.
Yeah. Kicked his extra point out of the stadium.
Yeah. They're going to need some nets.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sandy, discipline.
Yeah.
Football is about discipline.
Maybe this is time for a break, do you think?
No, I think we can go just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But I see that Waukesha South has, they got some talented players.
Yeah, I think they have talent. That's what I said. I think they've got some good skill players. I think they've got a lot of heart. There's no give up in them. I think the exuberance is what got Williams on that roughing the passer. That was...
Yeah, and they turned around and marched right down the field.
Yeah, it was too bad because they would have had good field position with the ball.
So if you're just joining us, we're at Waukesha South Stadium, and it's Waukesha South against
Waukesha West.
Waukesha West on an absolutely spectacular night for football. 3:47 left in the first quarter. Waukesha West is up 14-0. As they await the kickoff.
West has a record of 3-3 this season, so you know these kids
are. Oh, they're 3-3.
They play in a really tough conference, so they're playing Arrowhead and Muskego. They're playing the powerhouse. It is the powerhouse conference. It's a high kickoff. Get the ball.
Ball on it. Recovered by Christopher.
Interesting,
Douglas
Flowers. A pooch kickoff. It was about 20 yards high and about 30 yards long.
You know, Sandy, when you look at the composition of Waukesha West, you see how talented they are, and yet they're 3-3.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of talent in this conference, and it's probably the toughest conference in the state. There might be one up in the Fox Valley is tough.
Right.
But it's a very tough conference.
It would have to be because I'm really impressed with Wes.
Yeah. So we have a spread again. Trips to the left.
They've got
motion,
10 guys.
Motion right. Motion
they've
right.
Got, Wes has 12 guys on the line.
Unfortunately, so. There's not a lot of blocking.
They've got 10 guys on the line.
Yeah.
So if they're going to.
Well, I think what needs to happen is that they need some quick passes. That one was had all the receivers on the trip side going down 20 yards.
Well, so
someone needs to come under quick, and that quarterback doesn't have the time, right?
So no.
They've lost 6 yards on that play. It's second and 16.
Well, now they're forced to pass it.
I think they're going to.
Well, you know traps. You remember the old trap plays?
Yeah.
Maybe that's.
Well, traps work with smaller players,
yeah.
Too. You can. Now we've got motion right. Now we got trips right.
Shotgun formation.
Yeah. Spread.
Oh, great.
Beautiful pass. Beautiful pass. Okay, so we had a pass
and
of 35-yard pass.
Tyler Williams with a great catch.
Yep. It was a beautiful ball. That ball was in stride over his right shoulder.
And he was, quarterback was the quarterback is Brian Jimenez.
Now we're in no huddle. That's good. Up tempo.
Yeah.
Man. Trips right.
Well, that'll wake up the.
I think so. 14-0 is not a lost game, you know. And got another long ball.
Oh!
Interference.
Should have caught. Where's the
flag?
That
was close. That was pretty close.
Oh, yeah. Christopher Douglas.
Another
Flowers.
Same kind of ball, same kind of opportunity. Off the fingertips.
Another great throw by Benjamin, but Jimenez.
Yeah, Jimenez.
Jimenez.
Yeah, and you know.
He's got a great arm.
He's got a good arm, and he's got some good receivers, too. That ball was well thrown.
That close, right?
That was that close. It was the same. Same kind of opportunity as the first pass that was completed. I think West knows they're in a game. Now we got a screen right.
Oh.
Screen failed.
Great.
Hey. Roughing.
Well, you know, the referee's got to take control of that.
Yeah, it's happened a couple of times now, I think. Misdirection.
You know, Sandy, if they're just going to throw it every down, it's going to be
It's gonna. Well, that's hard to block if you're an offensive lineman.
Right.
If it's a pass every down.
Yeah.
My view is what they need now is a jet sweep or something. They need to get outside undoubtedly to make it in the run game.
Yeah.
They can't pass every time, and they don't seem to use motion a lot.
They can't block them.
So we do have motion right.
He's down. He was down.
He was pass out there to number 11. Gain of a couple. It was kind of a bubble screen without any screen blockers in front of him.
They're going to go for it. I think they have to. Oh, even now, you think? So?
I do.
In the first quarter, left in the first quarter.
Well, at the 50, the other team seems to be scoring at will. I think they've probably got to give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, 8 yards, fourth and eight.
It's a tough one. This is not Billy Ball.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
Nice play.
I'll tell you what.
All right.
This is the quarterback, Jimenez, rolling left.
And once again,
hits a receiver, number 10.
Beautiful
out pattern. I'll tell you what, that was a first-class play.
Well, you know, Sandy, we've called Tyler Williams' name a lot on offense and defense.
He's clearly
a talented little guy.
Yeah, he is. And I'll tell you what, that was a beautiful rolling left. It's not an easy pass, and it was right on the money, right at the sideline.
Guy's only 150 pounds. He's a really, really good quarterback.
He's got the ball. Tyler Williams again. Gain of about four. That was another bubble screen left.
You know, Sandy, you got to admit the coaches the offensive play calling is great now for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're moving the ball. Wauwatosa West is on their heels. You can see that they don't know what's happening. And they've stopped the blitzing. They were sort of picking that blitz apart for a while.
Right.
I think we can expect to see 24 carry the ball here pretty soon. He's outright on. Oh boy.
That was a fly. Yeah. It was great coverage as well.
It was a fly pattern, but the coverage was there.
You know, Sandy, at some point in time, they've got a trap. They've got to run that play.
Yeah, they've got to run a trap. They've got to run a little bit of misdirection.
Slow them down, right.
A jet sweep to keep them honest. But I'll tell you what, their passing game is first class. The spread offenses are a terrific fun, particularly for the skill players. And they are equalizers.
So I'm wondering if he's going to wind up throwing 40 times in a high school game at this rate he is.
Oh, yeah. He's well on that path. Oop.
He fumbled it.
He held it. But it was a... It was a option.
Yeah, quarterback option.
Quarterback option. And
how do you pronounce his name?
Jimenez.
All right.
Fourth down for the Blackhawks.
Here we go again. 2 seconds left. All right, that's the end of the quarter.
First quarter. 14 to nothing. Ball on the 36, third down.
And I think we'll take a break.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
It's like their biggest lineman is 60 something.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. What's the name of the stadium?
This is
Ken Holub.
Ken Holub's stadium, and he was the coach of Waukesha, then the only Waukesha high school for many years, and had a tremendous record. He lost only to a couple of teams, being my high school team, only one of them.
Wow, he must have been a wonderful, wonderful guy to have.
Well, he was a great coach. He was a great coach, had a great record. It also was by far the biggest high school in what was the Suburban Conference. So,
all right, here we go.
Here we go.
Fourth and nine.
At the 36 yard line.
For
Waukesha West. We've got South set up in
motion
right. They've got a pair out to the right.
Oh, he had him.
He did. Good ball.
He's got
just
a nice,
little bit
nice
high.
Throw too.
He does have a nice throw.
Justin Giese. Pass towards Justin Giese. Yep. Turnover and downs.
Yeah, Giese made a good leaping attempt at it, but he was well covered.
All right. They had a long drive.
They held the ball for quite a while. That was good for their defense, that's for sure. Gave them a little rest. Although it looks to me like a fair number of kids play both ways, 68. He's I think, offensive tackle, defensive tackle.
London Litke.
He's got good size. And we get, defense lined up offsides in the neutral zone, 5 yards. You know, one thing about being outmanned is you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, well, too bad. You know, football is got to be smart to play it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Particularly today, I'll tell you what, those offensive linemen and defensive linemen have lots, particularly offensive linemen, it's complicated blocking schemes.
First and five.
Run
great pursuit.
Wide right, got
outside,
made 6 yards, got the first down.
Tackled by Emmanuel Carter.
Dominic Williams. A lot of Williams in this game. I'm kind of proud of him myself.
Yeah.
Williams being my name.
I can see why you would be.
Yeah.
All right, first and 10 at the 46-yard line.
Right up the gut.
That's great pursuit, great tackle.
Great defense, actually. They got about 2 yards. Met resistance right away.
Emmanuel Carter again on the tackle.
Got number 70 going in the game for the...
Yeah, Oliver Chmielewski. All right. Help me out with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm right, but I think I am. It's a bubble screen to the left, well blocked. And gain of about 8 yards, first down. 10 yards.
All right. Tackle by Justin Giese. I've been calling his name quite a bit.
Yeah. Pass was out to Gavin Travanti.
And in comes Adrian Diaz. Out goes Justin Giese. I think he's a little shaken up on the tackle. All right. First and 10 on the 40-yard line.
Wing right. Oop.
Good draw.
Good, draw.
Great
play.
Draw play.
Delayed. He's on the outside.
He's gone.
He's gone. That's Dominic
flag.
Williams.
There's a flag on the play.
Dominic Williams.
Holding on the offense.
Yep. You know what? The way that pole opened up, was probably because the penalty flag is thrown right where that hole opened up. What happened was Dominic stepped forward to the left and then juked to the right, and that was a big hole. But probably, my guess is the center guard the holding was in that area, and it made that run. So.
Well, you know, the flag went down right away.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So it looked like a touchdown. It's a 5 yard loss.
First and 20 at the 50 yard line.
First and 20, exactly.
Well, they needed that. South needed it.
Yep. We've got man coverage, tight coverage.
Great tackle.
Great play, great play, great tackle. That's good defense. It was up the gut and a gain of about three.
Yeah, great tackle by Ramon Jackson, number
Williams,
60.
Williams was the
He's
ball
down.
Carrier.
The tackler is down. Ramon Jackson is down. All right, we'll see how that shakes out. He made a great play, Sandy. He got up and
he did. That was
and stuffed him down. It probably got the wind knocked out of him.
Well, he's up. He's up. He's not limping. I think it was.
Yeah, he got. I think got the wind knocked out of him. No, back in your and my day, I think the verbiage was he got his bell rung.
Got his bell rung. Yeah. 60's going to be back in the game. He's. Not this play, but he looks to me like he's.
Yeah, Ramon Jackson. He looks to be all right.
Are they looking? Well, let's see. They might be.
Oh, they're gonna take him to the tent. Is there a tent?
Well, no, but they might be. If it's a head injury, then they'll be doing some checking. They might be what they're up to right now. Whoop.
All right, offside by number 70. Oliver, well,
I think
Chmielewski.
I think he would argue he was drawn offsides, but I don't think the referee saw it that way.
No.
So.
Second and 12.
Second. It's a pass. Oh, my. It's wide open.
Wide open, yeah. First down.
Yeah, first down at gain of about 13 yards. It's going to be on the 27-yard line.
Tackle by Adrian Diaz, number two.
It's too bad. That was a lapse in the defense. It was a wheel route. The halfback ran out to the right. He was uncovered. Good for a first down. Thank you. He was uncovered on a wheel route, which, you know, wheels tend to get uncovered because they're the last ones out.
That's the draw. He runs hard, Sandy. Yeah. He runs pretty hard.
Whoop.
All right, they overcame a first and 20.
Gain of 6 yards, second down and four for the Wolverines.
Okay, they're lined up in the wing left pistol. I formation, essentially. And it's Dominic Williams running left.
The guy runs, he's really a
he runs low. He runs with his pads low. He's good. Cut his way through.
He's got great vision.
He does have good vision. He's got a first down, too. First and goal.
Eight minutes and 55 seconds left in the second quarter.
We've got West leading 14-0. It kind of dominated the game, although Waukesha
showed signs. They
showed
signs,
real
yeah.
signs, and I think they're going to score. Oop, good great defense.
Tackle.
Great defense. Got him on the backfield, loss of three.
That is, once again, Tyler Williams, who appears to be a great player. We've got a player down for South, number 70. He's coming out of the game. Oliver Chmielewski.
Looks like he had an arm kind of arm, elbow.
Second and goal at the 10-yard line.
Quarterback's back for a pass. He's rolling right.
Great try.
Yeah. He had a receiver open. They just couldn't finish it. So they've got third and 10.
Third and goal.
Third and goal at the 10.
They need to stop him right here.
Yeah. North needs to stiffen their back here. This is going to be another pass, I suspect.
So Raymond Jackson, who was hurt a couple plays ago, is now back in the game.
We might look for that draw play, too, a delayed draw.
That's been working pretty well. Oh. So, who is that? Offside.
Offside size, on South.
Number 57, Logan. Logan Dabble.
5-yard penalty remains. Nose guard. Sometimes a nose guard just can't bottle
resist
up.
Resist himself. No. Yeah. He's got to get a jump.
It's right over the ball. Yeah. You know, and the other thing is the center can squeeze the ball with his fingers. You can get fooled in a way that a referee can't see.
Oh, yeah.
So the center squeezes that ball. The nose guard sees that, and he's off. He did it again.
Did it the same guy. Number 57.
Same play. Same. It's a Groundhog Day kind of a thing.
Logan Dabble. You know, Sandy, it was 3rd and 10. Two straight penalties.
That's 3rd and 2.5.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a power play. Oh. Touchdown.
Dominic Williams, untouched for a touchdown. Well blocked.
Well, you know, Sandy, it's again making mistakes, unforced errors. On the side of South.
Yeah, I would say South. You know, but for those that roughing the passer in the first quarter, and these jumping. Offsides on defense. You take those away, and they've actually this game.
Yeah, they really are. And people may ask the question, well, how can they be in the game and they haven't scored? But those penalties have made it easier for Wes to be able to score.
Well, the second touchdown came on the roughing the passer.
Right.
That drive would have been stopped, and instead they marched down the field and scored.
And this one, you know, 3rd and 10, 3rd and goal, and 2 straight penalties back-to-back puts them right on the 2-yard line.
Right. It could have been a field goal effort instead of a touchdown.
And 21-0's a little more difficult than 17-0.
Well, the Packers have come back. This is like a Packers start, right? Yeah. So.
.751 left in the third quarter.
Second quarter.
Waukesha West 21. Waukesha South nothing. So this is a critical juncture. They've got to respond. They've got to get some points on the board. Sandy.
Absolutely. They got to. I think they can. I want them to do it. You want to see. You want to get yourself in the game so you can feel like you're in the game.
Oh, what a kick, Sam.
Good kick.
What a
kick. So, the new rule is if you touch the ball, but the momentum of the ball takes it in the end zone, it's a touchback.
Back
so
25.
That's what happened there.
Oh, 20, okay.
Cheerleaders with a combined performance. We got the black shirt marching band.
Well, you got to keep the heads up.
Plus the winner of the 50.
Yeah. They definitely should. They've got it in them, you know. They've got a great quarterback. They've got a good passing game.
They do. They've got two athletes.
I think they've got a good defense, actually. They've kind of shot themselves in the foot a couple of times. Motion going. You got a bubble screen. They got to get the blocks out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point in time, and maybe that's their run. Yeah. He's down. Receiver is down.
Bubble screen to the left. Blocking didn't materialize. Went down pretty quickly. Gain of 2.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you've got the defense. The linebackers and everybody up almost on the line. You got to do something other than a 2-yard out play. You're setting them up for. That's Isaiah Dunlap, who is coming off the field. Is that 34 or 24? Can't tell.
It's the angle isn't good for that. I think it's 24.
Yeah. is coming up the field. Yeah, that's 34 over there. Yeah, so it's Isaiah Dunlap who's coming off the field, walking a little gingerly under his own power, so that's a good thing.
I will see him back on the field, I'm sure.
Yeah, no question.
Okay, we've got wide right.
Second and eight.
Motion right to left. Long ball, long. And it's
another great catch.
Another catch.
By Christopher Douglas Flowers. That's the first time.
That was a great ball.
Great adjustment by the receiver.
He adjusted. He held the defender off while he was going for the ball. That was a really good play.
Yeah, because the defensive player was in position.
And a gain of 30 yards on the play. Pass was 38 yards on the fly.
Yeah, he's a nightmare for Wes.
Yeah, I mean.
And the quarterback.
You know, he just basically throws it into cover.
Oh, he stopped running. Interception.
Oh, too bad. The receiver.
He stopped running.
The receiver stopped running. He was running like a button hook that he should.
Well, Sandy, you know what it was. Hate to say it. He knew there was a guy.
Going to get hit?
Yes.
Could have been. But he was coming across the middle.
And the quarterback led him.
They just weren't on the same page. And
well, the quarterback led him the way he's supposed to. Perfect. It was a great throw.
Yeah, it was a good throw. And unfortunately, the good throw was right in the breadbasket of the safety.
Who made a great catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, safety made a great catch as well. Again, Sandy.
Okay, we got. Oh, okay.
What a move, Sandy.
Well, he got knife. That was knifing off tackle.
But again, after
Louis. That was Smith, and I tell you, he had a quick step, and when he was through the first level, he was all the way
he
down.
Got great vision.
Yeah.
But again, after the turnover. South was marching. They had the momentum, and then the interception.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's tough when you're undermanned.
Everything.
And you've got something going, and then it doesn't go. It's you got to keep your dobber up, you know.
Oh.
We got a touchdown.
21-yard run. You know, Sandy.
That was a 21-yard run left off left tackle. It was basically the same play as the earlier one off right tackle.
Well, that's number 24. That guy runs well.
Same runner. Yeah, Louis Smith. And he's got speed. He's got vision.
And a great offensive line. Right?
Yeah. He didn't have any resistance at the first level and not really any at the second level either, so... first level being the line of scrimmage and the second level being the linebackers, and he got through both.
Well, you know, Sandy, it's 28-0, 6:03 left in the first half, and Wes is starting to exert their...
Starting to flex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know...
And there's still resistance, right?
I think the good thing is that it's clear to me. It's very hard as a team, if you are down like this in the first half, to keep up the effort. But I can tell that they've got good skill players. They're here to have the fun of playing football, and you know, football is played play by play, right?
Yeah, and South hasn't quit.
They haven't quit, and I think they're gonna score. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't score on this possession. And if they do, you know. I'm not predicting victory, but I think they can hang in this game.
Oh, no question. I can't say it enough. 60 degrees, it's crisp.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a great night.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
that guy's got a
he's got a good leg. He's kicked that all the way to the end zone. They're bringing it out
again.
Whoop, got past the first level. Whoop, 25-yard line, out of bounds. Flag. Okay, we're going to get 15-yard roughness. He got tackled way out of bounds.
Yeah, way out of bounds.
Well, the other thing that's changed about high school football since you and I played is that we're still in September. These kids have played six games already.
Already? That's kind of unbelievable.
We had seven games in a season, as I recall.
I think that's about all we had.
And they started in mid-late September. And we always played one in snowfall. These kids are, you know, if they play that late, they're well into the state tournament.
Well, here we go, Sandy.
Here we go. Okay,
Do you think that
What? Too much time?
Too many players.
Oh, too many players. One, two,
12,
three.
12.
Yeah, they got 12 players on the field. Number 11. Ironically, number 11 is the one coming off the field. I should think number 12 would have been the guy to come off if there was one. But So we've got...
Well, they're going to keep passing the ball.
First and 15. The 35-yard line. Quarterback rolling right.
Great hand, Sandy.
Number 8 just hurt himself on the fence.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. The defender, number 8, intent on catching a ball out of bounds and ran into the chain link fence that surrounds this field, which is, I have to say, pretty close to the sideline.
Yeah, it really is. Huh?
Yeah, he found out the hard way, I'm afraid. He's okay, he's out there, but you can tell it's smarts.
Oh, no question. The hands hitting the chain link fence.
Yeah.
Full speed. Great hands, too, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
5:45 left in the second quarter, 28-0. Waukesha West over Waukesha.
Waukesha lined up in their spread. They got two left, two right. Motion from right to left. Bubble screen again.
Call.
Bubble screen. That was a good play.
It's a great
gain
call.
Gain of nine yards. And a half. Yep. It's going to be third and about one.
You know, Sandy, the discipline that it takes for those young players we've got a player down. Once again, I think it's number
60.
60, is it, or is it 70?
I don't want to get any. Oh, 60, no. 60's up and walking here. We'll have to wait. I don't want to alarm any parents out there. We'll wait and see who this is.
That's 70, I believe.
It's a lineman.
Yeah, that's Oliver Chmielewski. He's been down a couple times. You know, it's football, Sandy. And physical sport, and you know, the great thing about it is he's up.
He's going to be up. They looked to me like he was.
That's number 68.
68.
That's Landon Lutke.
Lutke, yeah.
Looks like he's got an ankle. Yeah, it looks like he's got an ankle injury.
Maybe
he looks. I think he'll be coming back.
My guess is adhesive tape is the next step.
All right, 5:33 left in second quarter.
Okay, we've got spread. We got the same motion, right to left, coming back. Number 2. Now
Timeout. Timeout, Waukesha South. You know, Sandy, the